Brennan.
Hi, Henry.
I'm sorry to disturb
right.
you. But the Brennan is leaving at 3:30.
Yeah.
And I raised this suggestion of
right.
Patricia and,
right.
and your son-in-law. There won't be an official delegation from us for
no.
the 50th anniversary.
Oh, fine. We're fine.
But
okay.
He said that if you wanted to, he would be very glad to raise the possibility of a visit for them on an unofficial basis with Brezhnev when he's going there. If they'd be interested in going, and he's certain that they'd be very well received.
Well, we don't want to do put it on the basis of a sort of a state kind of a thing.
Oh, no, it would
I
be
mean,
unofficial.
No, but you might just tell him that their tentative plans are sometime in December to be in about four or five European capitals, and they thought they might like to go to perhaps Moscow and Leningrad, and we don't want them to feel any obligations and the rest, but we just thought I'd put it sort of low key that they were going to make the trip and that they could would pay their respects or something of that sort. Put it on that basis.
Right.
How's that sound to you?
Good, and I have the impression that they're anxious to do
sure.
that basis.
Good. Good.
But he thought it would be best if he could talk it over personally with Brezhnev so that it is.
Oh, sure, sure. Put it on the basis that we don't want anything official, or we just want to inform him as a matter of courtesy that they might come, and naturally they. So that we. That's all. But that I'm not asking that they lay on anything special, but that we'll let them know the dates and so forth.
Good.
Because they couldn't travel over there without their all knowing anyway.
Right. Would they be alone, or would they be having. Because they'd have some secret service?
They just alone, but very, very, very minimal secret service. They don't need much, see.
Right.
They'd be traveling commercial airlines, too.
Right.
And they'd just be traveling commercially and staying there. They probably would stay in the embassy. But,
I'm sure they'll do anything.
Yeah. But that'll be fine. That'll be fine. I'm just looking at this letter to you at the present time.
Right.
And I'll.
But if I could have you used by 5:30 or 6.
All right.
We have to get it out.
Fine, fine.
To catch the deadline over there.
We'll get that off. Now, the other thing is that I think that I told Bob that I want the I want Ziegler up here to do the announcement of the Friday. So I think that'll be much better than for him to do it down there where it's sort of by remote control. And so it's possible that you might like to either come up Friday morning or come up Thursday night, and Ziegler goes out and announces that I'm going to have him up so that he can go out. We have set up a trailer, a big trailer out here anyway for a briefing room for the press. So it's all so Ziegler can go out, and they've got telephones in it and everything. And we're building this as sort of an office now, so people when I come here I can work and they won't feel I'm on vacation.
Right, right.
So
that's
the way to do it. And I think the idea of having Ziegler make the announcement is right, and but he does it from here, which also has a certain aura too from Camp David.
Well, then I'll come either Thursday night.
Thursday night or Friday morning. You can work it out, because Ziegler will not brief till 11 o'clock in any event.
Right, right.
Okay.
And then we can say that I'll talk to you then.
Right, right.
Right.
Okay, nothing else new?
No,
right.
Nothing.
Fine, bye.
Nothing else new. Right.